we have to do a season of Filipino movies.
Oh, They're all so cheesy. Oh my god. I'm gonna be mean right now. I would probably hate all of them.
Oh, that's fine. I mean, I don't like
I know. It's just, I told you before, like, I am considered a very, like, whitewashed Filipino. Where I didn't grow up with the TFC. I didn't grow up watching all these movies.
How did you not grow up with TFC? You guys had to have access to it. Jersey has access.
We have access. My dad didn't want to pay for it. Oh. And I'm like, I'm okay with never watching this. We had it for 2 weeks. Ever. Because my family from California was coming here to visit. And my grandmother loved watching it during the day. So we got it for her. I didn't watch a single thing. I went to the Philippines twice and didn't watch a single thing.
How is that possible? How did you miss that if you went to the Philippines? That's like, that's an anomaly.
You know what I remember watching when I was in the Philippines at one point?
What's up?
I remember watching an episode of Phineas and Ferb in Tagalog. And the thing is, because it was in an airport and I couldn't really hear that much, but I could hear a little bit of it.
Oh my god.
I knew that they were speaking Tagalog and I knew the episodes because that's just my brain. I know these episodes.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know because they translate all the language and stuff. Like, do they translate the songs too?
Did they translate the songs? That's awesome if they did.
I don't know. And unfortunately, it was during the best episode to find out because in that episode, they spell a word in English.
Oh.
It's the Aglet song.
I don't know if you know that episode. I didn't watch Phineas and Ferb enough.
So they had a whole episode dedicated to what the little plastic or metal tip of a shoelace is called. It is called the Aglet. And then they wrote a song of like Aglet Awareness Day. And they had this whole production.
They spell out the
word A-G-L-E-T. Don't forget it. That is literally the lyrics in the song. Unfortunately, we got on the plane before we got to the goddamn song. So I don't know if they actually translate those songs too.
I feel like they wouldn't just because they do know English.
I don't know. But at the same time, why didn't you just have it in English? Like the whole episode.
Can I admit something really bad? When I went to the Philippines as a kid, I watched a shit ton of anime. That's not the bad thing.
Dope.
But all of the anime was in Tagalog.
Uh-huh.
So I watched Yu Yu Hakusho in Tagalog.
You watched it with Vincent?
Yes! 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 So my brother was telling me about the show. And, like, I was vaguely familiar with Yu Yu Hakusho already. But my brother was talking about it. I'm like, who the fuck is Eugene?
Wait, who's Eugene? I know that Hiei is Vincent. Who's Eugene?
I think
is that Kurama or is that Kurabara?
Neither.
Is that Yusuke?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hold on. Can I actually do a second Google for that? I want to actually
check that. I am completely fine with knowing the names for this. I'm okay with that.
Okay. I got you.
Okay. Yu Yu Hakusho names it Tagalog.
Can we?
All I know is, yeah, go ahead.
Oh my god. Okay, if you don't want to do a full season in Tagalog, I just want to watch, like, bad things translated in Tagalog with you for like 3 episodes. So I want to watch Find That Phineas and Ferb. I fucking saw Yu Yu Hakusho episodes 1-10 in Tagalog.
Oh boy.
All right, hold on. I'm fine. Okay. Yusuke in the Philippines is Eugene. Hiei is Vincent. Okay. Kurama is Denise/Dennis.
so Dennis got it.
It's Denise first because the translation thought they were female and then changed to Dennis with an explanation of pretending to be female.
Wow.
So that's one. I'm like, is that transphobic?
I don't know. I mean, granted, out of all the characters, he is the most androgynous. So fair.
I guess. And then Kurabara is Alfred. Should I keep going?
What? No, we're done with that. I just needed the main four.
Hold on, wait, can
actually,
I?
No, hold on. No. Give me two more. I need to know Botan and Keiko.
Okay. I'm going to give you three. Names? I'm going to give you three more because I want to at least give you last whammy.
Oh, no. I need Genkai too.
Yes, shit. That was going to be my third one. I was okay. I'm going to give you okay. Genkai. I can't not give okay. you Genkai. All right.
Oh,
Keiko
man.
Is Jenny.
All right, that's not that
that's
bad.
Not that bad.
That's not as bad.
It's not that bad. Botan is Charlene.
All right, getting worse.
And Genkai, I can't even fucking read this. Genkai is Master Jeremiah, and then in parentheses, confused for male. Again, is the Philippines transphobic?
I don't know. I don't know.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Movie Masochist Podcast, where two friends try to find the fun in painful films. I am Kim.
And I'm Joby. How's it going, people?
Hello, hello, hello. We are, like, it feels like we took a really long break.
Yeah, I did post it within the Mortal Kombat little blurb. Besides them pushing it back a week, so all of our plans got shifted a week as well, yeah. I had some technical and personal issues I was dealing with, so like it took a little bit longer to get this one out. So hopefully we still have you guys, and appreciate you guys sticking around. But it's also nice to kind of get back to a normal group of things.
Same. And again, if anybody has any like lasting thoughts about Mortal Kombat, I'll always drop it in our like inboxes on Instagram or Twitter. We're always down to rediscuss.
Oh, for sure. Even though we repeated ourselves a few times in the last one, I'm sure there's plenty of other like hot takes and other thoughts we could toss in there for that sure. Movie.
This is like the one movie that we've watched that I feel like I could continue talking about it for, like, I feel like this is like Wonder Woman. I think I talked about that movie for like 3 weeks after it
came out. And it's also a weird thing where I'm like, at the beginning, like, again, editing the thing and hearing the audio, I'm like, I started saying, dude, this was really fun. This was really good. And I ended up shitting on it for like 50% of the podcast. But I still landed on, no, this is fun, guys. Let's still talk about it. This is good. You should watch it. I am. I was a walking contradiction, the king of hypocrisy, essentially, during that entire recording.
We need to keep track of every time you like, you say you like a film, and then you just do nothing but shit on it. Need to keep that tally.
That's fair. But at the same time, I feel like you can shit on a movie a little bit, you know, kind of pick it apart, but at the same time, not completely hate it.
I guess. I don't know. For me, it's like, it's not proved.
What do you mean?
Like, you liked it, but all you did was, like, shit on it. But I was like, we didn't bring enough good points, I guess.
I mean, we only talked about, like, one or two.
That's true.
If at all. Just with how our format was for that episode. I had a couple good points here and there. Overall, again, just watch it without the highest of expectations, and you'll be fine.
I guess.
But I feel like the next movie we're talking about is a really good segue from the last movie.
Okay, because I don't remember. This is going to be a surprise to me, and I'm going to get shocked.
So this movie, it's less of an asterisk in terms of like this season being all comic book movies. We had the asterisk of Mortal Kombat having a comic book. So we're like, you know what? We can talk about this one. It's not exactly, you know...
That was a stretch. You know, that's our stretch. Going too far.
It was the biggest stretch that we've had so far.
We wanted to be timely. For sure. And I was actually kind of excited to watch that movie. And then, you know my thoughts. Just go back to the last episode.
So, very true. But with this one, this next one, there's actually a few ways that these kind of connect back to each other.
Ooh.
And this is the one movie on our list that from the start. That is not either Marvel or DC.
Oh, yes. Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And we are talking about Spawn.
Oh, my God.
From 1997. Holy, I was going to say 77. Holy shit. No, 1997. So in a couple ways that these two connect, if you're not too familiar, Spawn was actually a DLC character in one of the versions of Mortal Kombat. He was a DLC character.
Ooh.
But not only that, but the guy who plays Spawn, Michael Jai White, he was in kind of like a spinoff of sorts of Mortal Kombat that started the entire desire for a reboot. Ooh. Where he was in the first big trailer of that Mortal Kombat Legacy. Not Legacy. Is it Legacy? Shit. Oh my God, I gotta find it. Yeah, it was Mortal Kombat Legacy. So he was in that original trailer that started this like online series, which led to this reboot. He played Jax in that version. Ooh. Which he was a great pull for that. And Michael Jai White, he is very well known for a lot of his for a lot of his fight choreography and being a martial artist. One thing people will remember him from is also The Dark Knight. We're again pulling from that movie.
What the heck? You know. Is everyone in this movie?
That was a pretty star-studded cast. That was, and they had a lot of random people here and there. So he was the, he was one of the mobsters. His name is Gamble.
Oh.
So he was the guy who puts the hit out on the Joker. His people bring the body to Gamble. Turns out the Joker's alive, and that's when you first get the story of how he got the scars on his face.
Oh.
Well, he has the knife to his face. That was Gamble.
Oh.
That was Michael Jai White. So a little bit less of a stretch than Chin Han, that you didn't even remember he was there.
Let's not.
This one I feel like is a little bit more memorable.
Yes. Just tiny bit. Just a little bit. But like, yeah, let's not crash that back up again. Jesus.
So, other than the main actor, I don't know anything of this movie. I'm not gonna
lie. Oh, so we are going in fully blind. Wow, this is...
Pretty much. Again, whenever we looked up any things online of trying to figure out what are considered some of the worst movies out there, worst comic book or superhero movies out there, this has actually been on the list at some point.
This has always been on, like, everyone's list. Like, I was even recommended by this to watch by like a couple of people, and I'm like, but why?
I don't know.
And we have coming in at a, I'm gonna give us like additional Googles, because since we're coming at this with like nothing and I didn't come in with like research.
Mm-hmm. I mean, considering that I just told you what the movie was again,
yeah,
while we were recording, I figured you wouldn't have anything pulled up. But I just pulled it up on Rotten Tomatoes right now. It has a critics rating of 17%.
Oh my god.
And an audience rating of 36%.
Okay, is this the worst movie we've done so far?
So far, I believe so, unless one of the other ones, I want to say one of the other ones was worse. We weren't consistent with looking at Rotten Tomatoes for these things.
Okay.
So, I'm going to look up the two that I know we both hated more. Nope. First try, Elektra.
Elektra is worse.
Critic rating, 11%. So 6 worse. And an audience rating of 29. Oh, so 7 worse. And then the last one.
This is ridiculous. I'm not surprised. I shouldn't be surprised.
And then we got 2015 Fantastic Four. Even worse. Oh my god, I'm doing good today. What's up, 4 hours of sleep? Fantastic Four with Michael B. Jordan, Miles Teller. Oh my god, I'm blanking on names. Never mind, 4 hours of sleep. You're killing me.
Just cut that out. You're good.
Kate Mara. There we go. We got it. And her husband or boyfriend, whatever. That one got a 9% critic rating.
Nine?
And an 18%. Yeah, and an 18% audience rating.
Oh my god, why did 18% of people like that film? What the?
I don't know, but I want to look up one last one just for the sake of fun.
Okay.
Okay, not as bad as Fantastic Four, but still pretty bad. Batman and Robin, the one that you really liked apparently. 12% critic.
Yes.
16% yes. Audience.
You said 60?
16.
Oh, damn it. I thought it was like so
1-6.
Damn
it. No.
I was
no.
I would take a 60. That would have been so funny.
At the same time, like, I always take these things with a grain of salt. You know, there are some movies that are not fan favorites on Rotten Tomatoes that I've enjoyed. Or, like, I would give a higher rating. Like, I'm looking right now. It says The Mummy Returns. The second one with Brendan Fraser.
Is it the one with The Rock?
It is the one with The Rock and Rachel Weisz. That one got 47 critic and 63 fan.
Oh my god, that's like...
I would give...
That's
I would give it such a higher rating.
I would have given it like an 80. I would have given it an 80. It's like so fun.
I like that movie. That is one of the few franchises where I like the second one better than the first.
Oh, really?
I'm not the best with horror movies. So I was really freaked out in the first one. Mm. And they toned down the horror aspect and up like the fun and the comedy and the adventure of it all.
I didn't find the first movie that scary, but I will have to say the scariest had to have been like Imhotep. Are you kidding me? And his fucking face.
Yes. Imhotep stealing the organs from other people. That is freaking scary. Horrifying. The beetles burrowing its way into your skin and coming out of your mouth. Like, that shit is terrifying. Are you kidding me? No. Hard no.
That did not scare me at all. And mm-mm. I can't tell nope. if it's because I watched that shit on, like, TNT, and did they, like...
Oh, no, I watched it.
Censor it anyway? Edit?
Possibly, but at the same time, like, I watched it in theaters, and I'm like, yeah, I'm freaking fuck out. So...
I love that movie. That is the movie for bisexuals.
It's a great movie. Wait.
That is the movie for bisexuals. Literally everyone is hot.
Yeah. You're not wrong. That is a very attractive cast.
100%.
Anaxu Namun. Yeah, she was gorgeous.
All right, this is like the worst thing.
Oh my god.
We're gonna go into like the mummy. Like, this is so bad.
Yeah, no. We can't do the mummy because it was... that goddamn good.
Ugh. Let's just
get back on track to what we were trying to talk about. Holy shit.
Okay, again, Spawn. No idea what the hell this movie is about.
I think that's the problem right now, is the fact that no one knows, like, neither of us know shit about this movie.
And I think that's the funniest part about us trying to make content.
This is gonna be the most blind we're going into this, because, basically, with everything else, we've had a little bit of prior knowledge, right?
Except for, like, Wonder Woman. The movie before. We kind of just... I mean, we had her backstory.
No, so that's what I'm saying. Like, it's either we've seen the movie before, or we knew their backstory to an extent. I don't know anything about Spawn. Mm. I just know that Todd McFarlane just makes really dope-ass fucking action figures. That's what I know.
Yeah, like, I've seen visually, that shit at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Does he also do... he does comic books, no?
He does, yeah, he does a lot of comic books, and hence why we're doing Spawn.
Okay, so he is the one that's behind this shit. Okay.
I mean, in my mind, I think this is where it's going to be a little rough. Because to me, what really looks cool in, like, Spawn and what Todd McFarlane does is it's visually stunning. We're talking about a movie from 1997.
Oh, my God.
The graphics and everything is not going to be all that great. So... are we still going to be okay with the graphics? Are we still going to get, like, really... I mean, you could still get really cool character designs. Hopefully, we'll still at least get that.
Think about it this way, too. You just... I mean, not just, but you watched Mortal Kombat Annihilation, and that movie's from 97.
Yeah. So, I mean, even then, again, like, the character designs aren't that bad. Like, you had, like, the robot guys like Cyrax, and that looked pretty cool. CGI there was a lot rough. We'll see. But essentially what this says here is critics' consensus. Spawn is an overbearing, over-violent film that adds little to the comic book adaptation genre.
Great.
Just one sentence. Whoa. That's it.
Rotten Tomatoes. All right, hold on. Wait. I saw Metacritic. On Metacritic, it has a score of 34 out of 100 based on reviews from 17 critics indicating, quote, generally unfavorable reviews. And then... audiences polled by CinemaScore gave the film an average grade of C+ on an A+ to F scale.
So, middle ground of sorts.
I mean, this is going to be the toughest one. And I feel like I say that, like, every week. But I feel like this will be tough.
You do. You say that every week.
The worst one was still probably Mortal Kombat. Like, the original Mortal Kombat.
No.
That one was tough for me.
No. I'm still going to say Fantastic Four is pretty bad. That one's probably the worst one so far for me.
Actually, no. Bullshit. The worst one is tied between Mortal Kombat and 2017 Justice League.
Ooh, all right. Okay.
I had to watch that movie twice. Well played.
That's a long-ass movie to watch twice as well.
Not the new one.
Boy, howdy.
Not the first.
No, I know. No, like that's still 2.5 hours.
Is it 2.5 hours?
Was it only two? I thought it was 2.5.
Yeah, there's only two films that that we've done that I had to have watched twice. It was Mortal Kombat and Justice League because I could not find good things.
The good points.
It was very difficult.
I mean, so that was me with Fantastic Four. Shoot, what was the one that I had to restart?
Batman and Robin.
That one, yeah. I had to restart Batman and Robin. That one's pretty rough, too. Even though I know you have a soft spot for that one. I mean, you know I have a soft spot for Mortal Kombat. So, I mean, it
balances out. Yeah.
Everything so far has been pretty balanced in terms of how we feel with these movies.
I'm sorry. I just keep thinking about Thanos. Everything perfectly balanced. But do you feel like you're excited to watch this movie?
I am. Just for the sake of, like, I'm just curious now. Mm. You know? Like, I think one of my friends growing up, I mentioned before, my buddy Cody, the guy who took me to my first Comic-Con, the guy who got me into all this stuff to begin with. Like, I remember seeing parts of it, like, very quick clips of this movie on their TV. Like, his dad was watching it while we were playing video games or Power Rangers or what have you, right? So, with that in mind, it's like, I might just have, like, random, like, flashbacks of, like, deja vu of, like, oh my god, I know what the hell this part is now, and now I have context. Same time, I don't know anything about the plot. I don't know what it's about. I don't know what Spawn is about as a character. I don't know his backstory. So again, super, super blind going into this one.
Amazing.
So tossing out the bat signal of sorts, if anyone can give us like a spoiler without context of like what this is about, something to look forward to, if you want to give your own rating to this movie, feel free. Shoot us a message, comment on this, let us know what you think.
Seriously, I want to know if anybody else knows anything about this film. I mean, there's one person, but I don't know if they listen to the podcast, that has told me that we need to put this if we're doing a comic book season. And hopefully, like, I will talk about this with them afterwards.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'm curious if they do listen to, like, drop hints.
Are you excited for this one? Like, now that you got, like, that small little bit of, like, ooh, it's very violent.
No, you know I don't like violent films. I don't know how exactly. I made it through Mortal Kombat.
I figured.
Personally? No. I'm, like, in between. I'm so-so. Like, I'm excited to watch something that we haven't, base zero knowledge of. But I am a lot afraid of, like, what makes this such a bad film that it is in every single listicle.
Yeah, that's what I'm curious about too. But we shall see. I guess on that note, thank you for listening to a teaser episode of the Movie Mascots podcast. Once again, any other thoughts, opinions, spoilers out of context, you want to drop us a message, you can find us on Instagram and Twitter at MovieMassaKiss on Instagram and at MovieMassaKissed_ on Twitter. On that note, I have been Joby.
I have been Kim.
And we will see you next time for Spawn.
Ooh.